It's episode 124, and we've got plugins for page layouts, automatic Twitter user linking, new topic notification for BB Press, social logins, and media management and control. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch.
And we're here to give you all kinds of great information today, even a few tidbits here and there that we've gleaned from the internet. So, right off the top, the usual, don't forget, you can pick up the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And you can listen to us over on Stitcher Radio, where we'd appreciate you hitting that little thumbs up in the corner, or download it from iTunes. And if you got a couple minutes, just please leave us a little review there. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So what else we got for you? Of course, right off the top, as usual, just a little reminder that Marcus and myself, you know, we make our living with WordPress, and not only do we provide you with this great entertainment here, and sometimes information to go with the entertainment, but I myself make a living with it doing mostly WordPress emergency support or helping people find that functionality they need for their WordPress website, getting them up and running. If you're in need of emergency support, you can find me on my website at wppro.ca/emergency, or you can pick up the telephone and give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And you can find me via phone consultations. That's kind of what I'm into now. At my website, marcuscouch.com/call, if you're looking for help with WordPress, whether that be podcasting, SEO, general internet marketing help. I use the Clarity.fm platform, which is a really easy way to schedule and pay for a quick consulting call with me. So a lot of people have taken advantage of that thus far, and I've saved a lot of people a lot of time and headaches. So head on over to marcuscouch.com/call. If you or anybody you know needs any kind of help like that, I'm happy to provide it.
That'd be an excellent way to do it. All right, so this week we actually have a little bit of listener feedback. Some questions fired our way. And we've got a first one from Jerry down in Macon, Georgia. So I'll let Jerry take it away with his question.
Hey, guys. Jerry down in Macon, Georgia. Longtime listener of the podcast. Fantastic show. I really appreciate what you're doing for the WordPress community. Just absolutely love it. Probably had this request before. Apologize if it's coming up again. But we've been looking for a simple WordPress status, not a, a WordPress plugin status update. For Facebook, something simple, nothing fancy, just something that when someone changes their status, adds a status, then it shows up as a post on their WordPress blog. We've tried the RSS feed thing. It really doesn't meet our needs because we need a header, and the header could be something as simple as a date, you know, date and time of post, something like that. But looking for something simple, if you know of anything like that, would love to hear it. Thanks, guys, and really appreciate all the good work you guys are doing.
Got any suggestions there, Marcus?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, so fill for me.
Okay, I'll fill.
I found it.
Okay.
It's brand new. It's called Custom Facebook Feed, and it allows you to display a customizable Facebook feed for any public Facebook page right on your website. You can customize it. You can make it so it's crawlable, unlike the rest of Facebook. And you can limit the number of posts in your feed. So it's called Custom
Facebook feed, and it looks like it's been out a whole day. So what awesome timing you've got.
awesome
it's
timing,
only been, it's been downloaded 764 times, and it looks like it's got a pro version as well. So I will check that out. I can't recommend it solely based on the fact that it exists, but it exists. So let me check it out, and I'll make this one of my favorites on the repository, and we'll talk about that next week. How about that?
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't found anything along that line, but glad you did.
Yeah, I knew I just saw something today about that, so that's what kind of rang true in my mind.
Okay. Well, next up, we have a question from Tim, who's looking for some city-based options. So we'll take it away, Tim.
Hey, John and Marcus, this is Tim. I'm really excited to be leaving a question for you guys. I love your podcast. I'm looking for a plugin that would allow me to perhaps use a short code to insert information about the city characteristics for a given zip code or a city and state name for landing pages that I want to set up for a business that I'm creating a website for. This business has offices in multiple locations. I'd like to set up a city-specific page for each location with city information as well as the content that I'll be providing about their service, so that we try to avoid, to some degree, the duplicate content penalty. If you can find a plugin for that, that'd be great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you've got the thing for them, don't you?
Yeah. There's no plugin for that specifically, because you would be pulling in duplicate content if it displayed all of that particular city data based from one pull of a database somewhere that exists. But I do have a couple solutions for you, Tim. The first one is called Bulk City Landing Page Creator, and I'll leave a link to that into the show notes. You'll find that that will easily allow you to create a lot of landing pages. Now, another one that we talked about recently was My Short Codes. I keep coming back to this plugin because every single project that I've touched in the last, I'd say, 30 days has found this plugin has found its way into the installation. And even with something like what you're talking about with city-based things, you could kind of preload a city in there and perhaps pull it with a short code that way. So you're kind of creating your own plugin. But this is something you might want to contact me about directly. This is absolutely my expertise as far as creating these city-based pages. I deal with a lot of clients that are franchise level. Some of them have up to, 3,000 locations throughout the country and Canada. And so you got to really, really be careful about it. And when you do it right, it's amazing to see the results. There have been a lot of clients that I've worked with that are trying to go for the short tail keyword, but once you put that city-based qualifier in there and you start really getting geo-targeted, you'll double and triple your leads just based on some of those more finite searches. So if you want to talk to me about it further, you know where to find me. Otherwise, I'd try that Bulk City Landing Page Creator. And otherwise, I thank you for your comment, Tim, and your happiness and the participation of our show. We appreciate it.
Yes, and thanks a lot, Tim, and that's about all I can add to that. All right, so we do have a little bit of WordPress news and other interesting tidbits. First off, one of our listeners out there, Jimmy Atkinson, he sent us in a link to a website, I think he does. It's a link of a top 100 resources for WordPress, tips, tricks, and tutorials. And it's a pretty good extensive list for both beginners and experts alike. And it's got a lot of different resources in there. So if you're looking for a one-stop page with a complete list of resources, check this link out in the show notes. Give you some interesting tips.
Did he list us as a resource?
No, we're not listed as a resource. But, I'll have to send him an email and say, hey, why aren't we there?
What's up?
So we've also got an interesting story I tripped across last week on WordPress. And it was one that raised the hackles of several people in the WordPress community, and this is about premium themes that are bundling premium plugins with them. And, you know, I've got my things about themes that bundle plugins because they often create troubles. The interesting part about it is this is a theme that one of my clients happened to have purchased, so I had to learn a bit about this theme, and I've been working with it. So what this theme provider did was they bundled several plugins in it, and then one of the developers of one of the plugins discovered it, and one of the authors of it wrote a nice big blog post, and it went crazy through the community, and they started having a back and forth discussion about the GPL and what you can do and whether or not you can be an asshat with the GPL. You know, it was very interesting. It's an interesting article, and it's got some interesting points of view about all the different things you can and can't do in WordPress. So you might want to give that a check over. How about you? You got any viewpoints or opinions on that?
No, but I'm definitely going to read it because there is a Code Canyon theme that a client of mine has been eyeing, and it does come with premium plugins that are specific kind of layered sliders.
Well, if it's a premium plugin in Code Canyon, it won't be listed there anymore because Code Canyon changed their rules after this thing hit the airways.
Okay, so I assume then it's clean if that's still there today. So that's interesting, but yeah, I'm going to definitely read that, and I've seen that many times. There was one particular theme that I used to use all the time, but then the premium plugin that came along with it that was really cool as far as this pool jQuery slider stopped being supported, and it kind of really wrecked the flow of the theme. So,
well, that's one of the problems of themes that will include premium plugins, is that if the authors or developers of the plugin decide to abandon it, what happens then?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if the theme depends on that plugin, which several of the times these themes actually do, is they start to depend on that plugin.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's about time to get into the meat of the show then. We got a lot of plugins to cover today.
That we do. All right. Well, let's head right into the fun, joyful stuff. All right, so first...
That's all right. They know what it is.
Every once in a while, something skips. All right, so first off, what do we got here? I was on a quest last week to help somebody. One of my clients was wanting to do some work on their media library. They have a pretty massive media library and growing of photos. The person puts up posts and photos with their posts, and photography is a big part of it. So they're wanting an easier way to navigate through their media library when they're creating a post, because oftentimes their photo already exists and they don't want to have to upload it again. So the first one I found in this quest is called Media Category Library. And I was hoping that it would help me categorize the images. And it does do that. It gives you some categorizes and adds some limited functionality. So you got a couple of new settings. You can add a little bit of more description. But what we were looking for more than anything else was a better search function for the media library, because, well, we all know WordPress's search is absolutely the best, right? Hopefully,
yeah,
the sarcasm
no
came
kidding.
Across.
Yeah.
So anyway, this one here just didn't add the search function we were looking for, and the minor pieces it added to the category were just sort of limited. So it's not the best result of what we were hunting for, although it would still work if you just wanted to add some functionality. It does add half a meg of memory usage to your website when you load it up, and the rating I gave on it was 2 dragons because it just didn't have any of the functionality I was looking for.
Well, that would definitely stop it in its tracks, right? Cool. Well, this plugin that I brought to the table is called Link Twitter Users. And one of the things that really intrigued me about my recent BuddyPress adventure in creating a BuddyPress and a BBPress kind of installation is that it was kind of fun within BBPress to just hit an @ and name a user, and it not only kind of gave them a notification as far as what user I was talking about, but in my case, it actually emailed them as well. I was often thinking as well, what is there out there that can do this for Twitter? And I did find something. It's called Link Twitter Users, and it automatically links all the Twitter users that you mention on your posts or pages, kind of using a filter. So as long as you put at, you know, at Bill Gates or, you know, at Marcus Couch, it will not only work in your blog as a link, it will also let me know that you did that, which is pretty cool. So it was a little tough as far as the initial integration and the filters go, but I thought it was a pretty cool plugin. It's pretty new, and I'd like to see what else they can do with this. I would love to see something where it kind of brings up maybe a tooltip, as if you hover over someone's Twitter name that's, you know, got anchor text and linked within your post. It'd be nice to have a little tooltip to show that pictures that person's picture, or perhaps their latest tweet, you know, or maybe something to follow them with one click with a nice tooltip. But you can't have it all, so I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Nice. Looks like something though that might be useful after all, though.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. So the next one I've got up on my pedestal here is called the Media Library Assistant. And this one here is a pretty decent plugin as far as adding to your media library. It will add things such as additional categories to sort your images. You can also, and this was the key thing I was looking for, it extends the search functionality. It allows you to do search through your media via the alt tag, the slug, caption fields, and if you like, even by the ID. It also allows you to do some serious editing on your images in there, almost as if you're editing posts for them. It allows you to add custom meta tags to it. It allows you to map the EXIF data or IPTC data that's embedded in the image. So you can map that out. I didn't go into how that worked, but just the thought of being able to use the EXIF data is pretty interesting.
Is that like the, you know, where you're at data?
Yeah, all the data that's embedded in digital images, like, you know, what camera took it, what lens, what f-stop, what geolocation it was taken at, all the stuff that's embedded in images. And depending on the camera that takes the photo, it embeds different data with the image. So this allows you to actually use that data. And all in all, it's like this thing here is great if you have a large media library and you start searching for stuff, because you can actually dig into, and if you put your images up and you label them correctly when you do, it allows you to search for them later. Like, oh, I had that photo. What was that? Oh, that was sunset. Search for sunset. Mm-hmm. So it'll bring up all your photos for sunsets. So
beautiful.
And it's very nice. You know, I almost gave it a top rating, but there was just a few setup things that I ran into. But other than that, you know, 4 dragons for it, and it does use 3 megs of memory on your WordPress install after you activate this plugin. So all in all, not too bad, not too heavy on the site, looks like.
Wow, that's great. You know, I have a website that is very product intensive, and I do know what the product categories and things are. And it takes me forever to cycle through the media pages. And this has just solved an infinite problem for me that I've had for a couple of years. Yeah. So thank you, John.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool. All right. Well, the next one, we're going to talk about something with BB Press. And BB Press, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, I'm not actually reviewing BB Press itself, but it's a forum that hooks into WordPress, and most commonly it works with BuddyPress. And the two kind of work hand in hand so that you can run a social network and have just kind of a place for people to go. It's not as good as, say, your regular kinds of forums, but it does allow you to do some other stuff, and it uses WordPress, so it makes up for it. But I wanted something to where I had a group of forums, and I want all of these users to start participating. So I wanted to make it so that when I compose a new post and I publish that, I want everybody that's a member of that forum to get an email that said, hey, Marcus just sent something out. Go check it out with this link. Or I wanted something that would actually let them know of new, you know, new content that might have mentioned them or something like that. Okay, so BB Press Notify is the best thing that's out there. It's pretty old. I'd say midway through last year is when it was last updated. It's got about 2,100 downloads. It does do notifications on new topics. It does notifications on new replies. It allows you to templatize the string as far as the subject and the body and things like that. And that's all it does, unfortunately. I would love for... Yeah, that's my icy cold limited function sound effect. You know what I would love this thing for to be able to do is somehow tie in like POP3 settings or SMTP email server settings and have it so that somebody could actually reply to an email and then it would post back into whatever thread that was, say if they were replying to a topic, something like what Google Groups used to do. And that's ultimately what I'm looking for, and I'm not going to stop until I find it because I have to. That's my, you know, my goal for this particular project. So I gave this one a 3 out of 5. It's really good for just kind of limited forum stuff and letting people know that you have new posts, but I kind of wanted to take it outside the box, and there's still a long way to go. So 3 out of 5 will do for now.
Well, there you go. And if you're working on BB Press, give it a check out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the last one I've got here is called Social Login. And this one came about, a client wanted to use it on his website. We were just doing some changes over on his website. And this was to integrate it to make it easier for people to comment on the website using their social logins. Now, I've used a similar one from Login Radius, and I know I've talked about Login Radius sometime past. So this one is comparable to Login Radius in that what it does is it allows you to set up a single button login for your WordPress website. So people using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google, any of those things there can just click the button and log in with their social credentials instead of creating an account on your site. And this is a really great plugin. It works very smoothly. It does use a third-party service from OneAll, and their service was exactly comparable to Login Radius because I just set up Login Radius on another client last week, and when I set up OneAll, it was all the same setup. The nice thing I found with OneAll, though, versus Login Radius was that OneAll's instructions for how to go create the applications you got to create, like when you set up with Facebook and Twitter and Google and LinkedIn, you have to go create your own apps that will allow the integration to your website. They give you very nice, precise step-by-step instructions and tell you what information to put into the say Google and what information to grab from Google to paste back into their site to connect you. And it was relatively painless. It does take a little bit of time to get it all set up. And the one thing I did find this did better than Login Radius was at the comment area, it put all the login buttons in a better format and in a better placement for people that are leaving comments, so they'll actually use the social information versus having to fill in their name and email address every time when they're leaving a comment. So all in all, it's a pretty great plugin. It works very well. The third-party service, they've got their free level, which if you've got less than 2,500 users using it, you're in good shape. If you get more than that, then you got to start paying for it. So most people will be below that, so they can move forward with it quite nicely. And I'll probably use it on more sites coming forward. I kind of like it a little bit better than Login Radius, just the time it takes me to set it up. It does use a very low amount of memory in your site, only 0.5 meg. In the WordPress site once you activate it, and I gave this a 4 dragon rating. So check it out, Login Radius, or not Login Radius, but one, or got them all confused. Social Login from OneAll.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm gonna check that out.
So,
well, John, what have we neglected lately on this show? We had a string of it, but we don't talk about this particular phrase lately. And that's lazy plugin.
Oh, yes. We were after lazy plugins for the longest time.
Yeah. We were trying to find the most lazy way to get by with functionality and getting to not have to learn crazy code and PHP and HTML and all that stuff. Well, I think I found the laziest of all lazy. This is something that, you know, you and I have always talked about post areas that have their own sidebars and their own widget areas and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I found something called Page Layout Builder that is about a week old, and it is basically a drag-and-drop page builder. It's customizable as far as the content that you can bring into it. It's templatized so that you can set one up. Let me just kind of walk everybody through really what this thing does. You load it up and you activate it, and it gives you normally how you have two editors when you go in and create a new post or a page.
Right.
You've got visual, right, which is your kind of your mini preview, and then you've got text, which is showing your HTML. Well, now you've got one called Minimax. And basically, Minimax is a tab that lets you templatize your layout in how many columns you want it to be, mm-hmm. how many widgets you want to drag in there, if you want to pull RSS into a particular section of the page and let the rest of your text flow down. You can insert galleries into it. You can insert maps into it with just a simple call-out that you change within the page layout of that individual page that you have. This is hands down probably one of the coolest things that I've seen to come as far as really making this, dare I say it, like Joomla. You know, you can edit one section and pull one thing over here and one piece over here and, you know, two column on this side. Really awesome. I mean, to where you're not just limited to the sidebar of one particular layout. You can have a different layout for, you know, any kind of category that you have. Say you have categories that you don't have that much content and you want to fill it with the rest of the other stuff. Well, in that category, pull the RSS or something like that from the other side and bring that over to this. So really, really intuitive thing. I really like where these guys are going with this. I mean, it does, and other things that it does, okay, is like you can increase and decrease the column width just by hitting plus and minus. You don't have to get in there and mess with the CSS and the PHP files and the core files of your theme. And this matches the CSS of your existing theme, and then you can change the layout from there. It literally lets you take existing themes that are out there and really trick them out the way that you want to. You know, think of this as like the ultimate mod chip for your engine, so to speak.
No kidding.
So, give this one a try. Page Layout Builder. Probably not for the real novice user of WordPress, but if you got probably more than maybe 6 months or a year under your belt and you've already played with editing some of the config files or some of the theme files, then give this one a go. I think you're ready to take the driver's seat on this. So, I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
I'm going to have to just go explore that and see, because that could be nice, because occasionally there is the need to customize a page within your site.
Yep. And it did exactly what I needed to. You know, here's another thing, John, is sometimes when I'm trying to design something and I want to put maybe a chart on the side, okay, and I want to have like the image or maybe a gallery or something like that, and it gets all hosed up because I'm trying to line the text, and maybe I have to make an old school HTML table to get it to wrap correctly or, you know, to justify correctly within the text. This thing just took all of that out of the way. You know, it really let me do the different content pieces that I want to do on the pages and not restrict me of just one HTML area layout. And so I hope this is kind of the future of WordPress, and it's really something to play around with. But John, I know you want to play around with it, but just make sure you got a lot of time on your hands, because I was literally goofing with this for 4 hours.
I'll do it in between sleeping.
Yeah, it did every short code I could throw at it, everything. It was awesome.
That's very nice. I'll have to check that one out. Well, that's pretty much all we got for you. Just the usual reminders. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes, over at blueberry.com or VOA, or if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, go ahead and hit that thumbs up in the bottom. We'd greatly appreciate it. So where can they reach us at, Marcus?
Well, you can find me at my website. Well, let's see. You want to go just general or individually?
Well, no, that's general. General, okay. Individual, both of us. You know, you go first,
okay.
Since we've got our brains together tonight.
you can find our website at wppluginsa2z.com. I'm going to be pitching in on a couple other things, and then I think we can maybe use this last plugin I talked about to maybe change a couple more things to bring some more enhancements to the show and to the show notes that you see. But you can reach me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at Marcus Couch, and if you're going to use that new plugin I talked about, make sure you mention me. And consulting calls is marcuscouch.com/call.
And you can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency, or you can email me, john@wppro.ca. So that's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh